You know, baby, anyone could be stroking your cock like this. Doesn't have to be me you're thinking about. Doesn't even have to be a girl. Maybe it's that guy from your work that you said is pretty cute. I mean, you don't have to be gay, but you've said yourself that you're capable of recognizing a cute man. Would you be capable of fucking one too? Yeah? Well, obviously you don't have to break up with me to do it. Please don't do that, by the way. But if you wanted to explore it, maybe we incorporate into dirty talk and fantasies some more. I know you've said that you're questioning or curious or whatever. I think that's great. You know, I'd be down for a threesome with another guy. You, me, and someone of our choosing. We'd vet them together, of course, but I think it'd be fun. They don't even have to fuck me. I could be on my back. Or, I guess whether I'm on my back or my stomach really doesn't matter. But depending on what you're in the mood for, me and him could suck your cock at the same time. Share it. Fight over it. I could sit back and watch. I could be a cuck queen. Or a cuck queen. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I could be on the very bottom. And you could be fucking my pussy. And he could peg you with his cock. That way, every time he thrusts into you, it forces you to thrust more into me. I bet you'd moan so pretty on top of me. Both your cock and your prostate pleasured at the same time. He could give you a hand job or a blow job, and I could sit behind you and reach around, hold your cock steady for him. Maybe I give you a hand job. Nice reach around, and then I have him suck your balls. I think that would be so fun. We could use a spit as lube for my hand job. Or we could use my spit as lube for you to give him a hand job. Maybe you peg him. Maybe you lay on your back and I sit on your face. And I make you eat me out while he rides your dick. Bouncing on it where I can see. Oh, fuck. Getting so wet thinking about that. Trying out something new. Seeing how you like it. And I get to watch the whole time. Maybe even be part of it. If we were looking for a third, what would you want him to look like? Hair color, body type, hairstyle. Everyone has their preferences. Even if you have a more limited preference for men, it doesn't mean that you're just straight. Come get behind me. I'm gonna keep my panties on. And you're gonna dry hump me. Yeah. And then you're gonna close your eyes so that you don't see me. You just feel your cock sliding up and down against my ass, forward and back, whatever pace you want, while you imagine the guy of your dreams to experiment with. Because if you didn't see me and didn't hear me, this could be anyone's ass. It could be the ass of that cute guy from your work. It could be the ass of your celebrity crush. Anyone. Yeah. Oh, fuck. What do you imagine doing? Imagine humping his ass or something else. Ooh. What then? Tell me all about what you want to do with him. Cock is so hard talking about him. Oh, fuck. What type of voice would he have? Higher pitched one, deeper one. You know what we should do? We should practice a little sensory deprivation. Hear me out. I'm gonna take off my panties. Here we go. And I'm gonna have you go get the blindfold from our sex toy drawer. And you could grab earplugs, but I don't know if I have any of them left. I haven't had to use them in a while, but... you know, those ones are probably in my nightstand drawer. And we won't put them in yet. We'll put them in later. I have two pairs left, so we should maybe get more at the store sometime. Okay. Oh, and can you grab the lube? And a condom. Awesome. Okay. What I'm gonna have you do is I'm gonna help you put on this blindfold. Make sure that you can't see anything. Can you see anything? Not even like through the nose? Because sometimes they have that like gap between the eyes and the cheeks and like the bridge of the nose. Covered? Great. Now come here behind me again. I'll guide you. Alright, come up on the bed. And a little more forward. Yeah, I don't want your knees falling off. Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna take that loop and get. Will you give me your finger? Maybe two fingers, actually. There you go. I'm gonna put lots of lube on your fingers, and then I'm gonna move your hand right to my asshole. And what I want you to do is rub it in. Rub it gently with your fingers. Spread that lube all over. And then you can slowly start pushing them in, okay? And I want you to imagine that you're doing this to a guy, not me. You think you can do that? Okay. If you were doing this to a guy, would you want to go slow and gentle? Or would you have too much of a hard time holding back? Finally getting to pound an ass. If I had a cock right now, it would be so hard. Bet you'd like seeing that, wouldn't you? Cock hanging between his legs as you grind into him, getting harder with every push of your fingers. Oh, it feels so good. It might even feel wrong at first, but that would just make it all the more appealing. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you want him to moan. You'd want him to moan like that when you push in for the first time. And that would just be your fingers. And imagine how loudly he'd moan if it was your cock pushing in instead. Such a big, thick cock, and such a tight, tiny little hole by comparison. Yeah, really stretch it out. You want to be able to fit your cock inside him, don't you? You don't want to break your new toy. So you gotta make sure that you really stretch him out. Oh, fuck. You're doing such a good job stretching out my asshole, baby. You'd be great with a guy. Would you want a guy that's also new to this, or you think you want someone more experienced? That would be fun. Oh, fuck. What would you do differently if it was someone who was experienced versus someone who's new to it like you are? Yeah. Pro of being experienced would be, oh fuck. They're more used to it, so they can give you pointers and you don't have to be as nervous. But the pro of someone inexperienced would be that you both get to try something new together, explore it together, and probably understand how you feel. Oh, fuck. Plus, he doesn't want to take someone's anal virginity. I think my ass is warmed up. You should replace your fingers with your cock now. Here, I'll help you. Actually, I'm gonna put. Hold on. Move your blindfold up. and make sure that's out of the way of your ears. Okay, I'm gonna put in earplugs. Turn your head that way. Does that feel like it's in there? Okay, other way. And here's a wipe for your hand. Okay. If I'm up close like this, can you still hear me okay? Great. So what I'm gonna have you do is I'm gonna have you watch as you slide in. Just my ass, nothing else about me, just my ass. And I want you to imagine that it's the ass of a cute guy that you're fucking into for the first time. I'm having you wear the earplugs so that you don't hear my moaning. And you can imagine a guy moaning however loud or however deep-voiced you want. And just really get lost in that fantasy. Just watching my asshole as you gape it wide open on your cock. And fuck into it. Pound it. And then, or earlier if you're having a hard time suspending the disbelief that I'm not a girl, then you're gonna pull the blindfold back down. And you're gonna fuck me and just imagine based on how it feels. Not how it sounds, not how it looks. Whatever situation you want, whatever guy you want. And you're gonna use my ass as if it's that guy's. Basically, just fuck it like you're masturbating into a perfect, tight, warm fleshlight. Think you can do that? I'm gonna help you put some lube on your cock and extra lube on my ass. And then we'll get ready. I gotta spread that around. Alright, I'll spread my cheeks for you, and you just put it in. Maybe you beg it. stroke his cock for you. Fuck. You probably can't even hear me with those earplugs in. I'm trying to be somewhat quiet for you. Oh, your cock is so big. It feels so big in my ass. Oh, fuck. Gripping it so tight. Oh, fuck. A tight, warm asshole like this. It doesn't matter whether it's a girl or a guy. Oh, you really could be fucking a guy right now. Oh, I hope you're imagining it. Oh, fuck, I hope you're really getting into it. Fuck. Hi, baby. Let's take your earbuds out. Or earplugs. Different things. They just sound similar. Oh, let me see the condom. Wow. You came a lot. You must have really liked that. You gonna tell me what you fantasized about? Or would you prefer to save it for when we're acting it out on a real third? You're so sexy, baby. Mm-hmm.